Life is simple, my beloved friends. Of course it is. Some people will disagree with me, but if you see from the right perspective, it is very simple. We are the ones who complicate it. It is a gift from God, and God's gifts have been given to us so that we can enjoy them. A person who loves does not give a gift for someone to suffer. That is, we have a Father who loves us. God is a loving Father, and He loves those who choose to receive His Son, Jesus Christ, into their hearts, to be His children. God's love is expressed for all mankind, but it only becomes visible in those who choose to receive it and accept that love. Once we have decided to receive God's covering as Father and to receive His love, that love begins to reflect in our lives, in all that we do. And part of the reflection of that love is to give us life, the opportunity to open our eyes each day upon this earth and to realize how He renews His mercies upon us. Now, as a loving Father, every treasure, every gift that the Father gives us fulfills the purpose of blessing us and making us enjoy. That word blessing means to be enriched in all areas of our life. A continual growth and an enjoyment from the right perspective of every circumstance that the Father gives us and allows us to live. In a simpler way, I will go a little more to the point. If you're a father, you will understand me. You love your children. You would give anything for them, and therefore you would give them the best. You would not buy something for your child that you know will be their downfall. You would not give something to your children that you know that using it will destroy them. And therefore, you would give them the best. You would not buy something for your child that you know will be the downfall. You would not give something to your children that you know that using it will destroy them. You think of always giving them the good, longing for them to enjoy it, and to enjoy those things that at some point you could not have. In short, my beloved friends, God is good. He is your Father. And one of the greatest gifts that He has given us is salvation, which He expressed to us through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, for us to simply access it, and to, as a result of that salvation, a life, an abundant life that is not focused on what this world focuses on uncalled success or abundance, but on the inside, in that peace, joy, love that comes from within and that manifests itself outwards and that makes us see life and life situations under the right perspective. Not under the perspective that this world wanted to teach us. Therefore, I tell you again what I told you in the beginning. Life is easy. It is a gift from God. Therefore, it is a blessing. If you're not seeing it this way, but you are considering many times to take it away, to let it go, to ask God that you no longer want to continue living, to corner yourself or to lock yourself in anxieties, worries, or you have chosen to go running, to take refuge in depression, you're not enjoying this gift from the Lord because you let yourself be influenced and governed by the pleasures of this world, which do not lead to anything good. So if we see that this life is a gift from God, He also gives us the wisdom to live it. Some only exist on earth, but they are not living. I call it living, to smile, to be able to share with the family, to be grateful for the little things in the midst of the problems, to strengthen our faith, to trust in the Lord, to pray, to have an intimate relationship with God, to realize all that He does, to learn to listen, to learn to observe, to learn to cry, to learn to laugh. Every circumstance works for good and has something beautiful. We have complicated it. Yes, sometimes we take on burdens that God has not given us. We have burdens that God has not put on us, but we take on them. We leave making mistakes because we do not ask God for wisdom to be guided, to be directed. We think that experience consists of the number of years we have and the hard knocks we have received from life. but only that it's not called experience, that it's called that you existed for many years. It doesn't mean that you lived. And the only thing you endured were knocks. And now you consider that those knocks have taught you, and you're also giving them. Even if you say, I don't want my family to go through what I go through, that is what's happening now. Because that is what we are reflecting. Unfortunately, in our present, we are reflecting what yesterday was. And there is no wisdom there. It is not about living just to live. To live just to live is to exist. We do not find meaning in anything. Was what Solomon explained in one of those existential questions that he had, and that I know that many have asked themselves today in the face of this pandemic and in the face of all the situations that we have had to go through, as well as asking ourselves why it is my turn to live through it. Besides questioning what God does, what is the meaning of life, then we start to ask ourselves, why do I work and work and work? What for? Solomon came to these questions too. Now he came to two conclusions. One, all that is wanted under heaven is vanity. Everything passes away. And two, the only thing that man needs is to know God, because in him is the true trust. In him is the true answer. My beloved friends, are you enjoying the gift that God has given you today? Or do you simply consider that life is not important? We are facing a generation which expresses that they have nothing to lose, that goes to the streets to march, but not in the right way, but to throw stones, to confront the army against the resistance police, or in a simpler way, we have rebels without a cause that confront their parents, and they go to the street, and if it's sleeping in a park, they don't care, because it's the generation that has nothing to lose. But that's what the world has put in their heads, the philosophy of this world. But if they have a lot to lose, starting with life itself, you're losing the days, you're losing the family, you're missing the opportunity to know God. You're missing out on the blessing of understanding the plan for which God designed you. God didn't design you to throw stones. God didn't design you to be a rebel without a cause. God designed you for a specific purpose. A special purpose. That's why I want to talk to you about the importance of understanding why you were created. So I'm going to talk to you about a man called Jephthah. That's right, his name was Jephthah. And in the book of Judges, chapter 11, verse 1, 2, and 3, we open the story of this young man who was not born with a crown. Because suddenly you may be saying, but I would have been born in a rich man's house. Well, it's not about that. You have been complaining for so long that you don't have money, that others do, that there are no opportunities, that there are none for you. That's the way you are perceiving life. You're not getting anything because you're not focusing on God's plan, God's purpose. And you are after the wrong thing. You're not seeing well. This happened to this young man. In Judges 11 from 1 onwards, it says, Jephthah was a great warrior from the region of Gilead. Look how the Bible speaks of him. He was a great warrior. That word speaks volumes. It describes him well. But look what happened. I still remember a little of his story. It says he was the son of Gilead, but his mother was a prostitute. Gilead's wife had several sons. And when those half-brothers of Jephthah grew up, they drove him out of the land. They said to him, you shall not receive any part of our father's inheritance because you are the son of a prostitute. So Jephthah fled from his brothers and lived in the land of Tob. In a short time, he had a band of despicable rebels who follow him. Look at this so tremendous. Look at this so tremendous. Look how the story begins, saying he was a great warrior, but the moment he couldn't stand what he heard from his half-brothers, because he let himself be persecuted by a past that began to affect this present, then he fled. When you run away from problems, from the adversities of life, you end up making the wrong decisions. And then all the talent that God gave you, you use it for bad, not for good. and instead of taking advantage of the time with wisdom, then we spend our years doing what is wrong. When Jephthah fled, people surrounded him, but they were not the right people. The Bible says that they were despicable. So they saw the value that was in Jephthah, and God put it in you. It will show, but what are you going to use it for? Jephthah used him at a time for evil, because he considered that he was not good, because he considered that he was not important, because he listened to the foolish words of his stepbrothers, telling him that he was not going to inherit, reminding him that he was the son of a prostitute. I do not know who your parents are. I do not know where you come from. But what I do know is that God thought of you. And where you're living now, He has not given you a name. God gave you a name. The identity that you need to have is in God, because He was the one who formed you. Don't let the world give you a name. Don't let the world give you an identity, because it will be the wrong one. That's not what you were born for. You will deviate from the plan. Just like what happened to this young man who deviated and ran to do what God had given him. He used it, the gifts, the talents, he used it for what was not right. You will have that constant struggle in your mind and something in your conscience that will tell you that it is not right. But you can do two things. Either you shut that voice up or you listen to it. I don't know what decision you have made today, but if you're listening to this devotional, it is because God is coming just in time. It's because God is coming just in time to remind you what He designed for you, what He created you for. My beloved friend, this is very important to understand. This is important to learn to receive it. You can keep running away. You can keep hiding or using what God gave you to rebel against the world, hard against the world and beat yourself up. Or you can make a stop. At that time, a situation arose where a brave man was needed to lead the army of Israel and help them defend their territory against their enemies. And you know who they thought of? They thought of Jephthah. Because remember, in the beginning, God filled him with courage. He was a strong man, courageous, but he was at the wrong time, with the wrong people, doing the wrong thing. Maybe today God wants to align you, bring you to the right time, surround you with the right people to do the right thing, my dear friend. Yes, this world can offer you many things, but they're temporary and they're fleeting. And in the end, what for? But he who does the will of God remains forever. He remains. Jephthah returned to Israel. He became a leader of the people. He did wonderful things. Thanks to God, he covered the purpose for which God had designed him. But what about you now? Will you continue being a rebel without a cause? Will you continue walking through life alone, hard, against the world? Or will you understand that God has a plan with you? That depends on you. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray in the name of Jesus that it might be well received, and that in those who are listening, it may awaken that desire for your presence, and to understand that if there is a plan, that is not just about existing, that if there is a life and it is the gift that you have given us, that we can look beyond our noses and realize if we're taking advantage of it or not. I ask that you surround them with your love, and that today they may be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, this message was brought to you by your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. I want to invite you to follow me on social networks. On Instagram, you can find me there as Pastor Elias HC. And just to remind you that every day there is a new devotional, a new advice from God for you. There, on our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just In Time, you can find it and you can subscribe to it. Blessings to you all.